This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
Now we start off Worldwide Wrap tonight in Senegal in West Africa. As we so often experience, the news is not great in that region of the world. So a group of Senegalese lawmakers have drafted a law that would tighten already somewhat repressive laws.
Very repressive.
Yes. So lengthening potential jail terms for those convicted of LGBT plus activities. As I said, gay sex is already punishable by up to 5 years. They plan to present the proposal to the parliament this week, and this bill would lengthen prison terms to between 5 and 10 years and criminalise LGBT plus activities specifically. The current law targets anyone who commits an act against the so-called act against nature. We've heard that one before.
So
with
current,
persons of the same gender.
But the current law is about the same-sex sexual activity. This seems to be broadening it to, you know, some nondescript, you know, definition of LGBT activities. It's almost a bit of a, you know, the Russian type law, propaganda
and the,
law.
In similar vein, we've got LGBT plus activists being confronted with smear campaigns and threats. And this has come out of our reports and condemnations from Amnesty International. And of course, we know in neighbouring Ghana, they're considering similar laws. So seems to be a bit of a West Africa theme this
and yet a few weeks ago we did Southern Africa where there's really great progress going on, so we're getting a bit of a divide in Africa. Interestingly, that the local activists there in Senegal are calling for the international community to speak out. They need the pressure to be piled on the government so that this doesn't get up in the parliament. So we will keep an eye on that one.
Indeed.
I've got over to Vatican, and in one of the first really coming from Vatican, they've decided to apologise to leading Catholic LGBTQ advocacy group for removing reference to it on the Vatican website.
I'm just picking my jaw up off the floor.
Yeah, I know. I
mean, tell me more.
I have read that it's drawn immediate praise from some of the historic move to repair the painful rift between the Catholic hierarchy and the gay community. I don't think I would go that far, because there's still a lot wrong.
Well, they didn't say heal. They said it's going to
repair.
We're starting to repair.
No, it doesn't say heal. Move to repair. Yeah. I heard heal.
So essentially, they've basically taken down all references to this to an LGBT-friendly American church.
Yes,
took that off the website, and then people noticed and complained, and they've now come back and said, "Oops."
I mean, kudos to them that they're actually responding, because in the past, we know what their response would have been.
There's a positive. It is a step in the right direction, a very very small step, but. Step nonetheless, I guess.
There is some, seems to be some machinations there. There seems to be some discussion that the American synod had sort of, you know, said this should happen, and, you know, were perhaps hoping to, I don't know, get away with it, but it was noticed. But it is very rare for the Vatican to apologise, number one, but number two, about an LGBT issue.
And I think we should praise that, I guess.
Let's celebrate small victories.
It is a small something.
Yes.
And we've sort of had these drips of hope coming from the Vatican over the years under the current Pope. Maybe this will wash off. But to good news, where Chile has voted to legalise same-sex marriage. It's a historic move just ahead of their presidential election, which is going to be really, really tight. So this bill has been floating around since about 2015, They have civil unions, but this was about bringing in same-sex marriage. The president said that this must be brought in to guarantee freedom and dignity for all people. It went through the upper house 97-35, and then this past week is when it passed the Senate 82-20. So pretty convincing vote. And they had all the celebrations that we had here in Australia too, with the pictures in the parliament. I think the interesting thing is that the election, as I said, is very tight. So in the first round of their presidential election between a really right-wing anti-gay candidate and then a more moderate candidate was 28-26%. So not much in it. They now go to a runoff election, and people really think it's going to be very, very tight. So hopefully, number one, there's no change, but also it doesn't send LGBT rights backwards under a new president. Mm.
No, absolutely. And in brief, Prague opens its own LGBT plus community centre.
And Tokyo's governor plans to introduce de facto same-sex marriage next year.
And right here in Australia, radio show Gay Waves, which first aired in 1979 and finished in 2005, has been inducted into the National Film and Sound Archives' Sounds of Australia. And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.